Okay, so good morning, everybody. Glad to all see you again this morning at our conference. Although a bit early, a good turn up, so that's good. I'm not going to drag on this plenary session because everybody is keen, I think, to continue with the parallel workshops we have lined up for you, the continuation of yesterday. Just a few ideas about the conference so far, the day we had yesterday, and it works. So there we have our two P's. A lot was said about complexity, and I think as well in the speech made by Micheline Schijs, as in the speech made by Bruno especially, the issue of complexity was tackled, and it was proposed maybe a bit too much in a fairly negative way, because I think we have great opportunities also because there is a lot of complexity in driving these three domains together. It gives us an opportunity to really work together, because if it would have been too easy and too one-on-one, the interaction might suffer especially from it. So I think that we have some added value here in trying to grasp this complexity and making it work for everybody. It sort of gives us a platform for collaboration. So this complexity can be found in numerous aspects, in the networks themselves, in the methodologies that are used, the expectations also, or the outcome, expectations on outcomes, of course. Policymakers want to see a completely different thing than, for instance, a researcher might find, or a practitioner wants to have hands-on information and guidance, perhaps, of what to do in a classroom. The feedback and interaction, as I said, gives also the opportunity to collaborate. So there's also much to gain, actually, from this complexity, because it drives us to work harder and closer together. So maybe that's on the upside of these complexity issues. In the whole aspect of defining your research design, actually, of asking a good question, of even considering whether a particular policy or practice question can be researched, so research feasibility, is a main platform to come together and to see whether these outcomes can be brought together, can be coherent, and to see what is possible and what is not possible. Because everybody knows that policymakers and practitioners might have expectations concerning research that are not to be filled in. So it's important, I think, that we work together from the very first phases of thinking about research and what it can do for the other domains, and not just ask one general policy question and then hand out a funding scheme to researchers and expect them to come up with the exact answer that policymakers or practitioners need. So the whole idea of looking at and analyzing feasibility, of looking for the best method to give an answer to a particular question, of framing your questions even, will allow to work together, as I said, but also to frame the limitations of what research can do for practice and policy. And I think that for policy, it's somewhat easier maybe to do this because it's more centralized, of course. And I think that the great challenge here lies in this dialogue, in this debate, in this interaction between research mainly and practitioners. So I for one, am very happy that the second P was inserted in the second project of the Epicenter here, and looking forward to hearing more on that aspect particularly, since I think we have most of the work might be on that level. So also the whole idea of working in a multidisciplinary team and in a very iterative process can also boost the scientific quality of policy-relevant and practice-relevant research. It is just, if we have a very complex policy question, like how to reduce early school leaving, we can't expect there to be one research that will tell us how to overcome this. And it's just in this multidisciplinary way, and also framing research and different types of research in one to answer one policy question, that might actually be the best way to go about it. Then you can have a review, you can have an experimental research, you can have a longitudinal quantitative study, all supporting this policy question. And this is It is, of course, very complex, but it's also very boosting for the real scientific value also of policy research. So it also helps the researcher to improve on their methodology, on their concepts, on their definitions, and on interlacing different types of research into one. So I think everybody gains here, especially from this complexity. And then, and both Micheline and Bruno yesterday tackled this idea of there being inherent constraints, so to say, on research which impede or don't facilitate the interaction and the outcomes. And that is, for once, and everybody has spoken about it, is the time framing. So policy needs immediate action sometimes, and practice, I think, needs long-time guidance. While research takes a lot of time, a long time, for able to come about. And I think that it was very interesting that Micheline and also Bruno, in some respect, proposed this idea of strategic planning, of strategic integration of policy and research in the very notion of being very proactive. So working together like this in these international networks give us the ability to pick up on new trends, new sprouting ideas, sprouting new concepts, so to speak, on a larger plane, and be very proactive in already determining what kinds of research findings we will need, not tomorrow, but maybe next year or in 2 years' time, and start investing in them now. And I think especially for policymakers, this is a crucial aspect of research policy in education, but also in other domains, and this is this strategic reflex of thinking ahead of what is going to come and trying to formulate answers even before the question is asked in the bigger societal arena. And what's more, it's not only it will not only overcome the time constraints, but it will also be a very integrative force in where policy and research are really aligned with each other. And ad hoc work might just not make this integration possible, but if we are very strong on strategic planning and on integration of these three domains, then we have this integration movement that is much larger, of course. So not only quantity, but also a qualitative aspect here. And then, of course, and this, I think, was one of Bruno's main points, was the risk of oversimplification, of course, of research findings, but also of effects of policies, policy interventions, for instance, or new methods in used by practitioners. So this idea that he framed it within the mass media, but I think we can go larger than that, this idea that the oversimplification of research is something that happens all the time, and that several media that are now prevalent and informed the public mainly, do not cope with complexity that much. But of course here, a bit of the same reflection can be made. If we start this strategic planning from a very early start, and we have this integration of these three domains, and we get better at it, then we can also overcome these oversimplifications, of course, because we can, for instance, layer down our different researchers and policy questions. We can build up our own communication strategies in order to bring across a very complex message, and I think it's a real challenge, and it happens not often enough, I would say, but I think there's a real challenge, and that we should not be victimized by it, but we should devise our own strategies to be proactive and to not be only reactive, to be proactive, and to give it a form and a shape where we can all communicate the complexity without losing the touch with the public debate, and as such, feed the public debate. And that is how I want to end, because for me, the most beautiful thing about the two plenary speeches yesterday was that they both drew on the limits also of what science can do and on the very need to have this public debate. There is something as democracy, we have to make these societal choices. They have to be fed by a bigger debate. And it's, don't want to sound too posh, but it's the science education also of the general public, which is very much at hand here, and having a strong strategic planning, being proactive in having communication strategies that can convey the complexity in all its aspects, That will feed a good quality public debate, and I think that is exactly how research should be used within the policy areas and the practice areas. So I think great opportunities here derived from these complexity issues. So I don't mean to pose too many aspects on myself, so I know that everybody still has a lot of questions, and I'm not here to make conclusions already, because that's at 3 o'clock, I heard. I hope that everybody enjoys the parallel workshops, who will be starting now in the same rooms, I think, as yesterday for the groups. And there's maybe some time for a coffee, and I hope that these can frame or a question or two, I'm so sorry. That's not very good for debate. So yes, first questions.